New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome, I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly dose of K-pop talk, news updates, even if we're both sick or dying or something.
Yeah.
So before we get on with everything, how I usually say all this stuff, Haley's pretty sick. You'll definitely hear it in today's episode.
Yeah, I sound congested.
And I also am fairly sick-ish. But in a different way. This past Sunday, I had to go to the emergency room and found out in the emergency room after they scanned me, I needed to get an emergency surgery performed.
Mm-hmm.
It was minor, but I still had to go under anesthesia, the general anesthesia. So it was real surgery.
Yeah.
And I just got back home yesterday. And we're just recording this, and we're not going to be talking a lot. There's not a lot of news that we're not really up to date. A lot of stuff's going on. Like I said, I was pretty sick. Haley is actually still pretty sick, and herself, she has like an actual sickness, illness. Mine was an emergency thing, but of course, I'm still recovering post-op too. So, yeah, we didn't.
Everyone's probably going to be like, "Why are you guys even recording?"
Yeah, I know, because we're crazy. Actually, no, because I'm the crazy one.
Crazy.
But it's really short. We do have a couple of things that we did notice throughout. Throughout this past week, and we'll just cover them really shortly, so it won't be a super long episode. But yeah, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
All right, let's get started. Yeah, so all the support helps too, like with like I said, this is self-produced. No one else does this stuff. I'm the crazy one, as Haley has told you. I'm gonna edit this right after, and then I'm going to try to rest and knock out. I'm going to let Haley sleep right after this, too. But let's talk about winners of the NMIX and the Boy Next Door giveaway. Mm-hmm. We already announced it last week. Yes, I am a Dubu stan for NMIX and Boy Next Door. I am 1_WonderWoman24. We haven't gotten, like, if you've listened to this, yeah, we haven't contacted you, but winners.
I contacted
them. Oh, you did already?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So I asked them to send their addresses, but I haven't looked at it past
I'm glad. Okay, so I haven't even done any of that. Like I said, we've been kind of busy for the wrong reasons. And let's get started with some of the news stuff-ish today. It's, like I said, it's not really news. It's just going to be... You'll see. It's pretty short. It's like a short episode for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Let us start. So we have some comebacks, but this is a good episode for my fellow Blinks.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a lot, majority of my stuff was Blackpink related.
Yes.
October 3, which is probably when this episode comes out, Lisa is going to be dropping her new single, Moonlit Floor, 8 p.m. Eastern time. So 5 p.m. here. Excited about that. Been seeing like a lot of stuff with her. She looks super good, and the song sounds super good too, like with the sample that they used. October 8th, Jay Park. He has something coming up. He has a comeback then. I don't even have a name. I just put Jay Park as the name. October 11th, Jennie will have her single Mantra, and XG will on the same day have their second mini album, October 11th. Before all that, I totally skipped over another news.
Yeah.
So aespa dropped their world tour in terms of their dates for the US and for Europe, which was something we were all waiting for because we really knew they really had been performing all over Asia. So we finally got it, and guess what? When this episode comes out, it's going to be the same day as pre-sales, which might be already too late, even if you're a membership on, if you have a membership on Weverse, because you had to sign up last week. It was out of nowhere. Obviously, we couldn't record or do anything. So hopefully you signed up if you're a fellow Amai. And if not, October 4th is the general sale on Friday. So fingers crossed for both of those if you're trying to go to any of the concerts. But yeah, we're going to be trying to obviously go to the LA one, which is a Saturday too, so it's kind of perfect. Fingers crossed for me and
for our
friends.
Where is it at? It's at Forum, I think.
Kia Forum, right? Yeah, correct.
Because they were at Crypto last time.
I would go over the full list, but like I don't have it right in front of me. And like I said, me and Haley are still kind of recovering from a lot of different ailments, which sucks. Let's see. All right, so... Okay. Oh, also, in terms of like, you know, we were talking about comebacks. This one is a comeback that's a lot later on, but because we got the information and it dropped, and I'm a blink.
Oh, it's
I'm
so
gonna
far
talk about it
in advance.
It's really far. So Rosé signed with an American label called Atlantic Records, which is a big label here in the U.S., and she has been dropping small like teaser pictures and like even you could pre-save her new single coming up, and it's kind of self-titled-ish, right? It's called Rosé. Yeah. And it comes out December 6th.
So far.
So it's pretty far away.
Yeah.
But there you go. There you have it. It's on the radar already. Also, some pretty interesting funny news. Target is, if you didn't know, it's like a department store, like a pretty big chain store with like you could have everything.
Yeah.
And find everything here in the U.S. Where
you
also always
have it in Australia.
Oh, you have it in Australia?
Yeah, so, we have Target in Australia.
Okay, I think maybe it's outside the U.S. too. But you've probably seen a lot of videos where a lot of K-pop idols shop at Target.
Yes.
From like, and then they always buy their own albums. Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. So that this Target, the website, accidentally leaked Baby Monster's first full album name and release date.
Whoops.
Whoops, indeed. Revealed that the album is going to be called Drip, which is pretty cool. And the release date is set for November 1st. So that's going to be coming up. We just started October, but sure, it'll fly by just like everything.
Right.
And yeah, so that's the physical release date. The online store already has removed it from the website. I'm sure YG was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, because besides that, there was just only a teaser, like, press release confirmation from YG before this. But now, I guess, cat's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm. How did they even leak that?
Because I think, like, all the distributors do have all the info. Because they have to know when to put it up.
Yeah.
So, they have all this info, I'm sure. And it's probably, like, really at the top, too. Because it's not, like, anyone from any standard employee could even probably get this info, right. I don't think. Yeah. But it's just, it was accidentally, like, I don't know, just dropped or just left there. Maybe, you know, sometimes they hide it and wait for the timer for it to show up. Someone didn't put the timer. They, like, found out. They're just like, oh, we're just going to put it already. So there you go. And this is where we'll put our bathroom break, which you probably don't even need to take. If anything, I need a bathroom break. But so don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. We appreciate everyone's support through all of this. Like I said, we're self-produced, so... We're doing all this all from home in my my office room ish, my office / K-pop room.
Yes.
And Haley. How are you hanging in there?
I feel so congested. That's all I have to say.
And what else do you have to say?
Find us on Instagram at permission to stand podcast.
Almost there. Okay, so.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's keep going. Talk about more Blackpink, because I guess it was Paris Fashion Week. It feels like it happens like 5 times a year. I don't know. It just feels like it. But it's no, yeah. So this is Paris Fashion Week. So of course, I'm sure many of you have seen, especially if you're a K-pop stan, Blonde Jenny has graced everyone for Chanel's show. Mm-hmm. She's been like everywhere on my feed, obviously. What did you think of her? You said it doesn't suit her, huh?
I don't like the blonde hair, but thankfully it's a wig.
Yes, it was 100% a wig. It was funny because she was talking about how it's a wig also. Yeah. And she even like yeeted it. Like the next day she was already in black hair.
Thank God. I feel like darker hair suits her more.
I think mm-hmm. so too. I agree.
Like the only one.
She doesn't look bad, Haley.
She doesn't look bad. It just matches her better.
Having darker hair.
Yeah. The only one that I think that really suits it is Rosé. Like, her blonde hair just looks like she was born with blonde hair kind of thing.
Yeah, I see it. And we're so used to it. I feel like, besides her debut, dark, when the hell was the last
it's
time?
It's going to be weird. Yeah.
When was the last time we've seen her in dark hair?
It's like if Felix, because it's all personal opinion as well. Like, I think Felix from Stray Kids, his hair matches him better when it's blonde. But I know some people prefer it with dark hair. But I think he matches blonde hair because, you know, he has, like, the freckles and, like, he's light skin. So, yeah.
And, let's see. Lisa has her brown hair. Mm-hmm. But she was there also for Louis Vuitton. Rosé, like we said, was, we've been talking about. She was there, obviously, for YSL. But Haley.
Yeah.
You had a comment about Rosé, too.
She's super skinny right now. Like, she looks like.
It looks unhealthy.
A walking skeleton. And I've seen clips of Lisa also, I think, like, holding Rosé's arms and stuff. And it looked like she was, like,
I haven't even seen it. Lisa and Rosé were, like, met up or something?
I think this was even before then, before she got super skinny. But, like, she was kind of, like, I don't know how to describe it. She was holding Rosé's wrists and arms and stuff, like, measuring it. Like, she could tell that she was super skinny. Kind of thing. So I'm sure she's worried about her too.
Of course. And Lisa has a lot of meat on her right now too, like all in the good places.
No, like Rosé's legs don't look good. I feel like they're gonna break in half, basically.
It would snap if something ever happened to it. So I hope she gets healthier.
I don't know. I feel like she has this thing with her weight where she always just like probably thinks that she's not skinny enough, but she's way too skinny now.
Yeah, it does seem like it. And last but not least, Jisoo, of course, was there for Dior doing her own thing, too. So it was nice to actually kind of talk about all four members, especially because I feel like this rarely happens.
Right.
Because everyone has their own different things going on, but it's cool to collectively talk about them. But the rest is pretty much you, Haley-ish, until I get to... We'll talk a little bit also about... I'll talk after you talk about 17.
Yeah. So, this was interesting to see because, like, obviously 17 has been around for a very long time already, but they're finally, releasing their very own animated characters. So, like, you know how BTS has their BT21 mascots, Stray Kids has Skazoo, and then, like, all these other idol groups did follow, and I feel like everyone like, kind of has their own mascot
it's like,
now.
Why did 17 wait this long?
It took super long.
Even Treasure and like all these like Gen 4 groups and Gen 5, like they're having stuff already.
Yeah. So I mean, this was cool to see. I mean, obviously there's going to be 13 characters.
That's always a lot of fun.
And this is going along with their 12th mini album release, Spill the Feels.
I think I have my favorite character already, Haley.
Oh, I mean, I do too.
When you go through it, I can't wait. I want everyone to probably guess who it's gonna be or what it is.
But I think I like screenshotted.
Oh, like a list of all the different. Is it names also, or is it like of? Do you have the names of the characters? Or
I do. Yeah. Okay. So like the one that goes along with what character?
Oh, it matches.
What?
Okay.
Because I mean, like. Even without seeing the names, I kind of already knew.
It's always fun, though, because I like how, like, some of them, like, I feel like every character, like, for all K-pop groups match them.
Right.
And then they're all, it's always, like, well, for the most part, like, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
But they're cute, and some of them are, like, super quirky, which is, like, the fun part.
Right, yeah, I feel like some of them are super obvious. Like, Hoshi was obviously a tiger. I mean, wouldn't it be?
Does he have do you know the names? Are you going to go over them or what are you going
to
do?
The names are super hard to pronounce, though.
We believe in you.
So the Scoops one, it's a bunny. And he has, like, eyelashes, because we all know that Scoops has, like, these really long eyelashes.
Thick lashes. Oh, yeah. You could tell.
His, the name of the bunny is Cherry?
I can't read it from here, so I'm just going to leave it to you.
And because, like, he's always represented as, with cherries also. My God, some of these names are really, really hard for me to pronounce. I don't know.
I think, okay, don't do the names. Just describe. Just, yeah. Just say the name of the member, and then we'll describe.
So, Jung Han's, I don't even know what his is. His is like a little squirrel chipmunk.
Is it wearing something?
Is like a pink outfit. I don't know why this photo is really bad, but they have it all on their Instagram as well, if you want to pull that up for me so I can take a better look at it. Joshua was obviously deer.
Wait, do you want me to pull up 17's official one?
Yeah, because they have it all on there. Like, the actual little characters. Joshua's is a deer, because that was always, like, his character. So, June's is his three pet cats. And this was also part of... he did an artist make collection, like BTS did. And he did have these characters already set out as, like, little key charms. And it's his three cats. Hoshi, like I said, is the tiger.
I like the three cats, though.
Yeah, it's cute.
You told me to pull it up, so I haven't even looked. Mochis. Who's the deer?
Joshua.
Makes
sense. Because, you know, he's kind like a deer. I feel like he has, like, a deer face. I mean, can you guess who this one is? It kind of looks like him.
If it has glasses, it's Wanwoo.
Yes, exactly. So Wanwoo is like a purple fox with glasses. It looks like him.
Also, go back to, who was the second one?
Jung Han.
Yeah, Jung Han's, like, if you see, it's like a pink, has like a pink hoodie, but it's like a bunny ears.
Okay, so it's a bunny also. It kind of looks like a chipmunk inside. Also, I think Woozy's is, it looks like a cloud, but I think it's rice, like a bowl of rice.
That's very interesting. But yeah, it looks like a walking cloud.
Yeah,
See, this is where the quirkiness comes out. It's cool. And plus, you said that was June's, the one with the three, cats? The
kitties, yeah, because those are his three
cats.
That's
cool. It's like a totem pole, yeah. And they're all just connected. Mm-hmm. See, I like the unique characters like this. Like that's...
So, the eight is a frog. He's always been a frog, so I'm glad he stuck to it. Oh, I'm going to leave the best for last, okay?
Okay.
So, DK's is a little fluffy. I think it's like a Maltese dog.
It does look like it.
And then he has, like, his mole there. Of course, Sunghwan is the freaking tangerine, like, orange. He's a orange. Fucking
tangerine.
Isn't it cute?
It is a walking... It's like a tangerine, but it actually has, like, a body, arms, and then, like...
It's like a sticker, feet. And it says Boo on it.
Is that a sticker?
Yeah.
Or is that, like, a Band-Aid?
No, like, you know how, like, the oranges have the stickers?
Yeah, you're right. Like the brand of the orange or some shit exactly. Sometimes.
And then, because his last name is Boo. And then, Vernon's...
Oh, he's a cool guy. I see it.
I was like, it's so Vernon of him. And, like, even the name is so, like, basic. No offense. His name is Nonver, which is his name just, like, switched around. And basically, he's the only human-looking mascot. And he's wearing, like, one of those ski masks.
Yeah. And it looks like he has bangs.
Yeah. So, he's the only human.
So he actually is supposed to be human-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, he would be.
And then Dino's is an otter. I kind of wish that he went for a dinosaur because that makes
so fucking... Oh, there's no dinosaur. You're right. Oh,
I know, but
shit.
They also, like, carrots always also know him as an otter. But I wish he picked the dinosaur.
That would have been really cool, though. I get it. But yeah, as long as it still represents him
in
some
way. Okay, so the best one...
Of course.
Is Mingyu.
Mingyu, our boy.
So he is huge compared to, like, all, like, the characters' heights. He is like this huge walking potato, basically. But he's a giant potato
with hair, a tuft of hair.
It's so.
He kind of looks like our cockatiels because he has that one fluff in the middle.
I actually love that he is a potato because he has, like, this fixation on potatoes. If you've seen some of his lives and stuff, he always talks about potatoes.
The man is a potato himself, so this makes sense that he is a potato.
But the funny thing is that with his character, so, like, when all these were released, Carrots were actually initially complaining about Mingyu's character because they were saying, why is everybody else's character super cute and like they look so cutesy, and then why is his so ugly and like doofy looking kind of thing?
I feel like if you're a real carrot, you'd probably know that he probably had a say in this.
Right, because like all the other characters match the members. Like obviously, so Mingyu actually went on Weverse and he clarified that it was actually him who designed the character. See? And he picked the potato himself. So like his specific words were like, carrot, sorry, LOL, I picked a potato, sorry, LOL, LOL. Like he was like laughing about it.
The fact that people were complaining, but you could have to, if you know this dude, this guy would definitely choose
him.
It matches him perfectly. Plus, like, of course, this guy's gonna be the one that asked and designed this shit.
Yeah,
come
on. Each of the members, they designed their own character and like retrospectively, like chose the names and everything.
It's awesome. Yeah, that is one of my favorite character mascots ever. A giant potato that's smiling.
I think he looks cute. And it kind of looks like him. And then he basically said he designed it when he had his short hair. So that's why it has that like little tuft of hair.
I like the tuft of hair though. So it's cool.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen the characters, I think they're called Mini Teens. And then you can go check it out.
It's cute. Look at this one picture I have. Like the one in front of me, it's on their official say the names _ 17. Yes. Mm-hmm. Official 17 IG. Like they're all eating K-barbecue together. And there's a giant potato holding tongs in the back. I really like June's a lot, too, because it's just like they're all connected mm-hmm. as one.
They kind of remind me of those Star Rail cats a little bit.
Oh, shit, you're right. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, like Mochi
cats. This is really cute, though. I like the characters.
Right, because I feel like each one matches the member
I'm still upset at you, Shuki.
Oh, see, and that's the other thing.
Suga should have, like, cared more.
Yoongi should have cared more when he picked, like, when they were designing their characters, because he, out of anyone that I know, member-wise, besides maybe, like, Lino, he should have been a cat.
So obvious.
Like, I don't understand why he is a fucking chocolate chip.
Because he didn't care.
He didn't. He even said like, in the interview, too, he's like, eh. So, I mean, that's kind of a waste for me. I think Yoongi should have been a cat, to be honest.
All right, but yeah, that's and it. I'm sure there's hardcore diehard army that are like, no, it's perfect for him.
It's not though. Stop lying. Yourself.
Stop lying to yourself.
I mean, wouldn't it be better if he had like a cat?
Come on, if you're an army, you should definitely agree with that at least.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's amazing. We have to get at least one plush of this potato if we
like
ever see
a keychain or something.
No, plush. We need a plush
keychain.
Oh, okay.
Like the small ones. I don't have room for big ones.
You don't want a big
ones,
ass potato on our couch?
I don't know. Maybe.
If we ever see it on sale, I'm getting it. Okay. Just so you know. Let's see. So let's talk about Hybe still some more. So there's a recent pick with Cat's Eye, who's been doing really well. They've been mm-hmm. touring around Asia and everything, so good on Hybe.
They're marketing them.
Hybe is actually marketing them outside of even the US. And
yeah, they're super popular, guys. Like, what the hell? They have, like, huge crowds.
And it makes me think, like, what the fuck happened, JYP?
To
what the fuck happened,
they
JYP?
Disappeared.
They just opened for
twice
in February. And then that was it.
Yeah.
They, like, were canceled from KCON or some other stuff. And it's like,
it was like Lollapalooza.
What? Yeah, Lollapalooza, which is even crazier. Sorry, Lollapalooza. And it's like, what the heck happened? Then I heard, we've been hearing news that people are just seeing the members just, you know, going about
living
their lives
their life,
in college and shit. So it's like, what? I mean, this is the power. Like, honestly, like, we shit on Hybe a lot. But Hybe is doing pretty good when they want to really promote.
I don't know what happened with Vicha, because, like, I feel like JYP put so much into that show.
They invested
show.
A lot. Yeah, exactly.
And they have, like, a pretty big following. And then, like, I don't know, because they're under JYP, but I don't know what happened.
Who knows? But Cat's Eye doing super well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the momentum was there. They kept the momentum. They're obviously doing really well. Even, like, a lot of people in around Asia are really enjoying them.
Yeah, because I feel like their members are so multicultural. So, like, of course, Sophia in
especially in the Philippines.
Oh my
gonna
goodness.
Kill it.
Yeah.
No, but like I know, I mean, like Vicha was supposed to be that kind of thing too, but yeah. It's just like, I don't know, like they did a better job picking for Cat's Eye, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But either way, so the reason why I even brought this up is not even because of Cat's Eye, but because Bang PD himself, yes, the CEO, Hitman Bang for BTS, took a picture with Cat's Eye. Mm-hmm. And he lost a ton of weight. He looks good.
I wonder how he lost it so fast.
I don't know, but I mean, maybe being rich helps a lot.
Of course.
But also, I'm pretty sure after that viral photo of him with that one girl, that video, that I don't know, that famous vlogger or something.
BJ.
Yeah, what the heck? After that shit, is that her name?
Yeah, that's why I remember, because I was like, BJ, what the fuck?
So, yeah, I'm sure he got a good glance at himself. He's like, oh, hell no.
Right, yeah.
And then look what he did. So good for him. That's pretty crazy. He looks like he's ready to make some more hits.
Yes, exactly.
He's a good producer. He, if you didn't even know, like even with Islet, he's very active, and he helped produce a lot of the songs for Islet. You'll see like Bang PD is over there, or Hitman Bang on like production. Last but not least, yes, I am going to talk about Min Hee Jin very briefly, because before I got really sick, even though I was kind of already sick-ish, but before I had to go to the ER and all this stuff, I did see some news on Min Hee Jin, and it blows my mind. She says she will one day release a documentary on her feud with HYBE. Are you kidding me? That's like not, this isn't stuff you should be saying while it's actively happening.
Yeah.
And second, she says she's the one who came up with HYBE's slogan, "We believe in music."
Sure, okay.
Oh my god, she's crazy.
She is crazy.
I'm pretty sure HYBE might have even had that before you were hired.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just blows my mind. So that those are just the things I put there, but I had to put it because it's crazy to me, because people will still side with her.
Yeah, of course.
Like, just side with her. Like, I get siding with her and then New Jeans, like, as long as New Jeans is there. But then, like, people, like, defend her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can you defend her?
I don't know. She really believes that she's done nothing wrong. That's why she's like,
super delusional.
Yeah.
She has problems. Yeah.
She's and like a narcissist.
Because I got sick, and we've been so busy being sick and trying to survive and take care of ourselves that I remember I said last week that I would post. I did for a couple days till I got really sick. That reel, I'll keep posting it throughout the week still. So like, there's an interesting reel talking about how Min Hee Jin was like ever since SM when she was a producer there. She has like a lot of very questionable and weird and creepy like.
Yeah.
Ideas, basically.
I
mean,
even when she, like, moved on to HYBE, too, I think people were even saying, they're like, oh, no wonder, like, SM wanted to get rid of her kind of thing, because they were kind of, like, weirded out by her already. But, yeah.
So, I mean, if that's the case, you'll see plenty of that. Like, the reel I'm going to post, you have to actually watch the full reel. Like, you have to tap on it and then just pause through it. A lot of stuff is going on. Because, I mean, Cookie was already, Haley was a, has talked about, you know, that was questionable, especially with having a member like Hain, who was only 14, talking about, well, if you know what Cookie is about,
vagina, then you, her pussy, basically.
Oh, God, Haley.
Sorry. I mean, that's what it is.
There you go. It's not about an actual cookie.
No, it's not at all. It's their sugar cookies, basically.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Okay, this is a good time to actually take a break. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And thank you to everyone that's been supporting us, and you know, even like those random small donations. It's really cool to see. Like, we appreciate anything. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to. Don't even if you can't donate, don't donate. Like, just it's just there.
Right.
So
yeah.
And I'm just saying it's there.
Okay.
But don't donate if you can't, or like, if you need the money, don't waste your money. Save it for yourself. Just enjoy the episodes with us, but we appreciate it. Last but not least, BTS and Stray Kids.
Yeah, so I just have a little bit of news here for BTS, probably the most important news of the week.
Very short, sweet, and to the point.
J-Hope is gonna be released in 2 weeks on October 17.
Woo,
isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
So like, Jin and J-Hope will be together again.
It blows my mind, because like, I feel like we were just watching his solo stuff, like Jack in the Box.
Yeah. I mean, I kept saying this to my ARMY friends. I was like, it's not even 2 years. Like, 18 months will be gone. I mean, like, will happen before you know it, and they'll be Boom. Back.
It's happened.
Yeah. Like, pretty soon, like, the rest of the members will be back, and you'll be watching them in concert. So.
Like Chippendales. They'll be stripping because they're so fit from the military.
Especially Tay, damn. He's really bulked up, actually. He bulked up.
He's a beefy boy now.
He is. I mean, he wanted to. He's always said that he wanted to put on a lot more muscle.
When I said beefy boy, it reminded me of that thing that he used to say. I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy. I'm
a beefy boy. So, yeah, that'd be pretty interesting to see all of them. OT. Seven back together.
Yeah, we still have. There's like some Runjin episodes that have been released. We haven't watched the new G. I mean, the last G Cook yet because we just have been falling off like everything the past week
for obvious reasons now. But also, I want to watch a lot of New Jean stuff. So maybe while I'm kind of bedridden again after this, I'm gonna watch some New Jean stuff because there's some interesting stuff too. But it looks like you have an okay amount of stuff for Stray Kids, right, to end us off.
Yeah, because like this is super exciting because it's going to be Stray Kids and One Piece talk. So
I couldn't believe this till Haley like did like that the detective work thing where she connected all the dots like on the map and was like telling me like this and this and this and my mind it blew my mind. It's like
but honestly, like, this is not confirmed. This is just speculation. But and then if this turns out,
but it's all there.
It turns out that it's nothing to do with One Piece, I'll be really disappointed. And I think, like, a lot of Stay will be, too, because I wasn't the only one, obviously, to, like, point all of this out and, like, join the dots and everything. So Stray Kids is releasing their second JP album, Giant, on November 13th. So just with the name Giant, fans were already speculating this could be for One Piece. Because the next arc for One Piece is Elbaf, Land of the Giants. Land of the Giants. So, like, that already kind of connects.
That's so cool, because, there you go. I mean, just keep going, because I'm, like, smirking, because I'm like, there's no way this can't be for anything
else. I mean, if
there's
one group that should do an opening or an ending theme for One Piece, it should be Stray Kids.
Yeah, freaking half the group are some of the biggest fanboys.
Exactly. So, also, the official One Piece Twitter has also hinted a few things relating to Stray Kids before, like, previous, like, before this. So, there's, like, this meme that goes around that it says, like, chick, chick, and then there's, like, a photo of Luffy just like looking normal and then boom, so like him like being like super buff or something like that.
And a lot of people from the official One Piece,
yeah, so like
damn,
this meme has been going around a lot, but the fact that the official One Piece used it as well. And then also a day before Stray Kids released that they were gonna come out with this album called Giant, the official One Piece Twitter did also post a photo saying, and it was of Big Mom and then like one of the giants from Elbaf, and they were like, did someone say giant? And so I'm like,
if they're not hinting anything, they're being real assholes.
And then after
they're
that,
giving us too much hope.
Stray Kids dropped the name of their album, Giant, and it's for the Japanese album, so like it's like, a Japanese
song. It's like, if it's not, so it, like, makes no sense.
So like all of these Stray Kids, or all of the Stay who are into One Piece and Stray Kids, are obviously flipping out and like joining all these dots and like really like manifesting this. So, because obviously we know that, like Joko said, half of the members of Stray Kids are huge fanboys of One Piece. Bang Chan reads the manga, Lee Noor, Han, and Felix, and now even Hyunjin are, like, avid anime watchers, and, like, they even talk about it all the time. The only members that are not into anime are Ayan, Sungmin, and Changbin, unfortunately.
Sorry.
But they know about One Piece because, like, honestly, they're living with the other members. They'll see it. They'll talk about
Plus,
it kind of thing.
One Piece is, if you watch anime at all, you know what One Piece is because that's the biggest anime in the world.
Yes,
to be honest, globally.
Yeah, so they're all like, very aware of what One Piece is, who Luffy is, and everything like
there
that.
There was even a Netflix live-action show based on One Piece called One Piece. So mm-hmm. if you didn't know about the anime, you definitely might have known about the live-action or seen it.
Exactly. So, like, if you don't know about One Piece and you're into anime,
that's
like,
impossible.
living under a rock.
No, it's just impossible. Right. It makes sense not to know. But so that's pretty cool.
They also dropped...
Well, are you going past One Piece now? Are you moving on?
No.
Oh, okay, you're going. Okay.
This is all One Piece, actually. So Stray Kids also have been hinting with their concept photos that... Okay, so like the concept photos that they put out, they're sitting on thrones. And the throne can kind of be similar, and like the positioning of like their legs and the way they're sitting is kind of similar to the admirals in One Piece, but also it can be because, like, obviously there's, if you are into One Piece, you know what I'm talking about, if you've read the manga probably, because like I'm not, and this is just dropped in the anime as well. So there's also a throne called the Empty Throne that Emu now occupies, and then so like I'm think, and the design of his throne is very similar to the ones in their concept photo. So I'm like, it has to be for One Piece, right?
I mean, it looks similar.
Yeah, and then obviously Stray Kids has previously referenced One Piece in their song top line. They basically said out... They basically...
Haley
I'm
is...
like, bleh.
That's why I'm like surprised you're
I
still
know,
going...
I know, I'm reading my stuff. Okay. So like,
I was like, hang in there.
In their song top line, they basically say, yeah, I'm counting wins on the grand line, but they can't pass me. I'm the red line. And the grand line and the red line are in One Piece.
They're very important keys.
They're very,
like,
very
stuff
important.
To One Piece. Like, it's like...
it's dividing
like part of
the rest of the blue sea into like the four oceans.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of
it's like a really
like how they
important
travel.
Like map kind of yes. thing. The grand line and yeah, red line.
So
it's
I'm
crazy.
Like, that comes from nowhere else but
as,
One Piece.
As soon as they said that in the lyrics, I remember, I just looked at Haley. I'm like, oh, okay, these guys are total weebs too.
And then they also, in the top line music video, they did have all of the members drawn on a manga cover as the admiral sitting on the throne. So I'm like, anyway, so I think that their new album or the song Giant will be for the opening arc in November for Elbaf One Piece. That's just my
sense.
That's just
it
what I think.
It makes sense. It will be. I believe in you. Guess what? I was going to say, though, the next time we watch them, mm-hmm. I'm still going to dress as I'm 5 Channy.
Yeah.
I'm 5 mm-hmm. Channy. But I think I want to also dress up as a One Piece character.
I mean, we have the cosplays already.
Exactly. It's like all here. We have like 4 or 5 different cosplays
yeah,
for One Piece
Ace,
here.
We have
Well,
Luffy.
More so for you. I have 2. I have only Chopper and I have Garp. I would want to do Garp because I feel like they would like Garp a lot.
Well, actually, one of Bang Chan's favorite characters is Shanks.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I've cosplayed Shanks too. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
And then,
but
also,
then you have Luffy. You can also do Chopper. You have Ace.
But I also want to do their new characters from Egghead arc. Like, their cosplays are cute.
Yeah, they're super dope. Mm-hmm. Those ones are nice.
So also, like, speaking of Stray Kids and anime, they also released their opening and ending songs for Tower of God Season 2. The opening is called Night, and then the ending is Falling Up. You can check that out on the official Crunchyroll YouTube. Also, today is Bang Chan's birthday, October 3rd. He is now 27, and he also shares the same birthday as Joko's sister,
and
but different year.
I totally forget until this happens every year.
Yeah. So I'm like, shit. They have the same birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm. I forgot that, actually.
Also, my brother's girlfriend,
Marianne, yeah.
is the same birthday as well. They all share Bang Chan's birthday.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. But the crazy part is I think Marianne has the exact same birthday as my sister, though,
exactly,
right?
And the same year. You know right? who else does? Rocky. Did you know that he's the same age as Casey and Marianne?
And the same birthday?
The exact same birthday.
How did you find out?
Because he posted on his stories, and I was like, when is your birthday? And I had a feeling he was going to say, because he said like early birthday celebration. And I was like, when is it? I was like thinking it's going to be October 3rd because I feel like everyone's born on that day. And he said, October 3rd.
And you told him?
Yeah, and I told him and he's like laughing. And he's like, oh, too bad Bang Chan's not turning 30. And I was like, I don't want him to turn 30 yet.
What about, no, I meant like my sister and everything too. You told him?
No.
Oh, I'll probably tell him. Mm-hmm. I'll see. Interesting though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. This one, it ended up still kind of being a little long, longer than what we expected. But so thank you if you're tuning in here and you're still here. Me and Haley are going to go rest now.
But I'm like sweating.
Me
like,
too.
I feel hot.
I'm like walking around trying to like relax.
Yeah.
But yeah, so thanks. We did this for you guys. And so we appreciate all of you guys because we always promise every Thursday. Mm-hmm. If there's ever, okay. If there's ever a Thursday where we miss it, yeah, something happened.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Like, probably more serious, or not more serious, but, like, at the worst timing. Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, we somehow made it, even though we're both, like, crippled.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you haven't done any of those yet, I think of all the episodes, today is the day to please do that. Give us a rating. You know, we like, we read the reviews and everything, so it's, like, nice to... To, even if there's bad stuff, like that's just what happens. But it's also nice reading like the compliments and like the little messages. And you can always hit us up on our Instagram.
Yes, where Permission to Stand Podcast.
So Haley's been doing her best there. I've been trying to like just repost reels.
Yeah.
So I haven't been in the DMs, but Haley's the one that's good with the messages. So yeah, please don't forget to do all that. Thank you for everyone joining us and for the support. And hopefully it'll be a better episode or like longer or we'll both be better to do a better and longer episode next week.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in. As always, please take care, stay safe, and peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.